Way News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel pounded hundreds of targets in Gaza from the air on Monday while its soldiers fought Hamas militants during raids in the besieged Palestinian enclave, where deaths are soaring and civilians are trapped in harrowing conditions. With the territory's 2.3 million people running short of basics, European leaders looked set to follow the United Nations and Arab nations in calling for a humanitarian pause in hostilities so aid could reach them. U.S. troops in Syria fended off another in what has been a series of drone attacks targeting American bases and facilities in the Middle East. Defense officials say they're holding Iran responsible. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has more from the Pentagon.
The latest incident targeted the Antaf garrison in southern Syria.
No injuries to U.S. forces.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Patrick Ryder says all signs point to Tehran.
We know that these groups are groups that are backed by Iran.
This is the second time in as many weeks that Antaf has been targeted. A drone attack last week caused minor injuries. On Saturday, the Pentagon announced it's bolstering its forces in the Middle East, sending a second carrier strike group to the region, along with a THAAD anti-ballistic missile defense system and multiple Patriot missile defense systems. Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
The spokesperson for the UN Secretary General told reporters at a media briefing at UN headquarters in New York City, 20 trucks carrying humanitarian aid crossed into Gaza from Egypt on Monday.
Aid deliveries entering Gaza have not included fuel. The UN Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, tells us that they will exhaust their fuel reserves within the coming days.
This is VOA News. Family members of the two Israeli-American